Here we go. You're gonna have to let me know when the cameras are on, because I can't see shit. I know, exactly. Are you fucking up your glasses now, too? That's why I took mine off.
Okay, the cameras are on.
Okay, are they on me? So, this is our... Oh, shit, I forgot to learn how to say three and...
I think it is trois.
Okay, we're gonna still gonna say trois. So, this is our COVID-19, our physical distancing episode...
Party.
Huh?
Party.
Party.
Because we've got...
Oh, yeah. So let me, before we get into this too much, I got to switch over and bring this up because we have...
Quarantine Joe.
Kind of, sort of. Okay, here we go.
You guys don't have to leave that on, those on all the time.
Oh, no. Thank goodness.
No, I'm not going to.
I just wanted the first...
Are you there?
Yeah.
Oh, hang on. I got to turn you up. Okay. Now try something.
Hi.
Okay, there we go. So while we're practicing our physical distancing,
physical
my brother
distancing.
Actually made it all the way back from the bowels of Seattle alive. We still don't know if he's positive or
I'm
not.
I'm calling it Deathville now.
Yeah.
Did you take your temperature today?
Yeah.
What was it?
68.
That's a lie.
Celsius.
Was that your AC temperature?
Was that your broken lizard temperature? So he's not in studio with us. He's about 14 minutes away. So he's back in town, but
I'm self quarantining.
Yeah, no, you're not. You were at the store.
True.
Governor Sisolak extended that.
Self-quarantining with everybody at the store.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I had to get food.
I thought that's what you were doing yesterday.
I don't think they even got in until like 4 this morning.
Yeah, we got in at about 7 a.m.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah.
Because that way was a lot longer.
Yeah, so which way did you went I-5 to what?
I went I-5 to 205 to Salem.
Okay.
And then went up over there with the original intent of dropping off Bobby.
Got it. And then that didn't work. So then how'd you
went over the Blue Pass, though. That was nasty.
Okay. So how did you go beyond that? When you got into... Did you go through the northern part of Cali, or...?
No, we went 26... Pretty much all through Oregon.
Okay. And then that
went up over the Blue Mountains.
Spit you out at Winnemucca?
Yep.
Yep. Yeah. We've gone that route. When we went to Lovelock, we went that route.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, we got pulled over by a cop in Oregon.
Because they have nothing better to do.
Were you speeding?
Of course he was speeding. Don't be ridiculous.
It was a small town police officer.
Mm.
Yep.
And he clocked me at 81.
Were you in the Tic Tac?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Just from that picture, I couldn't tell because no matter what, Bobby's going to look uncomfortable in any vehicle. But I thought you were in the Porsche. And I'm like, oh, I don't know how the fuck he's fitting in that thing.
Anything short of an Escalade, Bobby's not going to fit that well.
Yeah, pretty much. So Bobby's there with you? Can he hear or no?
No, he's putting groceries away.
Got it. Oh, so you got him working. Working to for his supper, huh?
Yep.
Yeah. So what you got? What you got that's interesting?
So I got caught in 4 snowstorms going up north.
Mm-hmm.
Went a different route, got caught in 3 coming back.
Yay.
The one over the Blue Mountains was horrible.
That's pretty then, high altitude, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like 5,800 or something like that.
Oh, that's not that bad.
I mean, it's not huge, but yeah.
Shit, Marissa did better than that coming here.
Yeah?
Yeah.
She was at 10,838, I believe, is the top of... Old Smokey?
Oh.
Yeah.
It was fun.
So how bad was Seattle? Was everybody walking around with masks on their face?
No, there's hardly anybody outside.
So there was no usual Seattle traffic? Is that what you're saying?
I made it from Everett to Bellevue in 17 minutes.
Wow.
That's crazy.
That's amazing. That's like a 2 a.m. trip usually.
And why were you out?
Maybe.
Yeah. Why were you
out? Because I had to get my car fixed.
Mm.
Yeah.
What was wrong with it?
My radiator had a leak.
Ah.
Mm.
And I've got people up there, so I had that taken care of.
And you're pushing it to the limit anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So besides that, what did you do? Why did you go there?
I went there basically because I was just stir crazy.
Mm.
Of course.
It's going to be worse.
So
if you think it was bad before, it's about to get worse.
It's got Bobby now.
I was thinking that, everybody's concerned about physical health, which is a good thing, but I decided that I would also make an effort to take care of the mental health. And I decided to make the drive, and even if I wasn't able to see anybody that I knew, like just taking that day drive was enough to kind of clear my head, you know?
Got it.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, that's good.
I fucked up my car on the way back.
Do I dare ask?
Suicidal hairs.
Ah.
Oh.
You found the jackrabbit, so, did you?
So the first one went right down the middle, smacked the license plate,
ooh,
everything's fine.
Oh, I would have been crying.
The next one, slow rolled it, and I was able to kind of veer out of the lane a little bit. But keep in mind that I'm doing almost 90 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, those little fuckers. Now, the next one took off across the street. I switched lanes and got into opposing lanes. And then this guy decided to stop and double back.
That's what they always do.
And when he double backed, he took probably an 8-inch chunk of my front balance out.
Oh, shit.
And took my fog light and pushed it in.
Wow.
Like, to where it was hanging by the wire.
That was a big one.
If you're taking me out, I'm taking you out with me, fucker.
Right? And he had more than enough room if he would have just kept going.
Yeah.
Almost hit what appeared to be an owl. It's a gigantic gray bird. And he was like, I could see him. He's huge. And he's like perched up on one of those reflector things.
Yeah.
And as we get closer, he like sprawled out like I spooked him or something, and he flew across the street and almost nicked him.
Mm. Yeah. Craziness.
Had a semi-truck try to run me off the road.
Probably deserved it. What's that noise? Oh, never mind. I'm the only one who heard it, apparently.
Yeah, we're driving on I-5. Just short of Olympia, and I'm in the far left lane, and a semi-truck decides that he wants my lane with me in it.
Mm.
And he does it so suddenly that the only option that I had was to jump into the far left shoulder.
Shit.
You were in his way delivering toilet paper.
Yeah.
Right?
Gotta get that toilet paper. Which, by the way,
and
I found
the
some.
The next one, I was like mid-Oregon. And we're on a stretch of highway that, according to the map, goes in a perfectly straight line for about 150 miles.
Yeah.
And my eyesight, not being like yours, I could see a couple miles up. And so I decided I was just going to pass.
Bobby is getting down in the
back. Yeah, no shit. Is he like throwing fucking cans across the kitchen? What the fuck is he doing? Fucking put the goddamn fucking groceries away. Make me put the goddamn groceries away, motherfucking shit. Fuck you. I'm here for a vacation.
Sound like he was trying to create a rainstorm with like cookie sheets.
Say hi, Bobby.
Hi, Bobby.
We can hear him.
We can hear everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. So but don't worry about it.
What'd you get at the noise. Store? Did you get anything good? Or just junk?
Just junk.
Did you pull over and pick up those sad rabbits to eat?
We didn't hear that. What?
I got a bunch of frozen food.
So burritos.
Pizza.
There wasn't, like, there was stuff on the shelves, but not as much as normal.
Mm-hmm.
But I got some bread, got some frozen meals. So we should, with the food that we got, we should be able to maintain for about a week and a half.
Got it. Well, there you go.
Yeah. Picked up water because they actually had some. That was cool.
Wow. Amazing. Hey, so you could have gone down to Little Darlings today and gotten free water. And free COVID along with it.
Oh, yeah?
Or herpigonosyphilades, one of the two.
Oh, my favorite.
Yeah. It's like they put that on the news this morning. It's like, hey, anybody water? Wants free water, come down to Little Darlings. And I'm like, nope, I'm going to pass. That's a hard pass.
How are they giving you free water?
Because they have pallets of it, because all strip clubs give free water. So they have the water with their label on it. And so, yeah, no, I'm going to pass. Yeah, I'm going to pass.
Yeah, the those small little roofy. Water club.
Yeah, no kidding. No, these were actually these were the big ones. Also, while you were gone, they decided that they were not going to shut down. They have since shut down, but they were offering, and Marissa actually has pictures of the marquee out front with the.
I almost drove around back.
Yeah, the drive-through lap dances, which was just nice. Curious as fuck how.
I feel like it would be like a car wash.
They had hand sanitizer wrestling.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, they didn't.
Which would burn.
Yeah. Yeah. You get hand sanitizer anywhere near any open orifice and it's going to burn. Especially your vagina. Or your butthole.
My vagina.
Theirs for sure.
Oh, yeah.
So I think if Marissa got a good picture of that, that should be the thumbnail background.
Yeah, we'll use it for something.
Yeah, we will.
Are you done playing with it?
Yeah, I'm done playing with it.
What Vegas?
I don't know. I'm at a loss.
What Vegas?
So, what else has gone down in the valley over the last week?
Nothing. They had, I guess, last weekend they had. The antique collectors and car club guys go up and down the boulevard, like in a little makeshift parade. And they were going to have another little makeshift parade, I don't know, a couple days ago, or I don't know if it's coming up this weekend.
Today,
oh, it's supposed to be today.
They canceled it.
They canceled it? Mm-hmm. Why?
I don't know why.
Another car show?
No.
And also, the MSG Sphere has been put on hold indefinitely.
Indefinitely?
Well, they say 2 weeks, but they say it's 2 weeks because the supply chain is broken down, which means indefinitely. you know, if you can't get your building materials now while, you know, nobody's going up and down the freeway, then good luck.
Right.
Everybody's almost out of water. The loads, the higher value loads for grocery stores.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, every time I take a load, it's a high value load.
No, that's a high density load, you idiot.
You're giving me too much credit.
Marissa, it was supposed to be a parade of all of the workers that aren't working on the strips.
Oh, fuck, that would have been a couple thousand fucking people.
They were supposed to go to from downtown. I don't know where it was supposed to start.
It's supposed to start at
workers as in
at town square.
Food workers, okay. Housekeepers.
I thought like the Fremont people in the little circles. No. They were going to have a parade, which would actually be better.
Yeah.
More fun.
Sure.
The kick me in the balls guy.
No, the goat man, the goat guy.
The old lady without a shirt on.
Oh yeah, the old lady that's with the suck my dick sign.
I like like her.
And the, hilarious. The nun with her tits out.
Yeah. Barf. So, are you wanting to stick around for the rest of the show, or?
Yeah. What else you got?
Well,
I'll listen and,
okay,
and
hang on. I got to put my readers on because I got.
Hey, Boone, he didn't do any prep for this one.
No, I actually did do prep. I actually have something because Marissa and I were talking about it.
Oh,
you're welcome.
And we brought it up on the last episode. And so, basically, I'm going to look at you.
Hey.
And I'm going to say words.
Okay.
So. These are words that you should know from your childhood.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
I'm not going to know it.
No, you are.
Dysentery.
No.
Ew.
So,
Oregon Trail. I got it.
So, have you ever heard anybody in our family say, this bugger is pow?
Yeah.
Okay, what does that mean? Do you remember what it means?
Mm-mm, maybe. So, I don't know.
This bugger is pow means...
It's
bitch done.
Is crazy.
It's done. It's over. It's done. It's complete. It's finished. You usually say that when your car goes tits up. I'm not gonna say that because that's the Pacalolo.
Nope.
You don't know what Pacalolo is?
Probably, but nope. I haven't had anyone in so long.
Okay.
To
what
speak
about
anything?
What
with.
About what about shishi?
Yeah.
Okay. What does that mean?
Pee-pee.
Yeah, gotta go pee-pee.
When grandma used to say, make sure you clean your Nikki. And then
yep.
When I was a kid and I knew somebody that was named Nikki, I was like, oh.
Or Nene.
Yeah.
For boys, it was Nene's, which are your, yeah, swingers. Pacalolo is marijuana. Crazy weed.
Wacky tobacco.
How's it?
Yeah, how's it going?
Yeah. We already talked about Dakin, shishi, pilau.
Bad.
Yeah.
I say that a lot, all the time.
What about futabush? Do you remember that one?
No, I don't.
That's Portuguese, not Hawaiian.
See, that's probably why.
That's full of the devil.
Oh.
So you're being bad. Shoyu.
Isn't that always?
You know what shoyu is.
Probably.
Because we call it shoyu. Howleys call it soy sauce.
Oh. Yes.
So do you know where pigeon came from? Because it's not our language. We just adopted
it. No, because there's pigeon in like all main island type.
Basically, it was the Japanese businessmen that came over to Hawaii that they just shortened the words to make the communication more efficient. And then we basically adopted the words.
Yeah.
What was the other one I had?
Got kind of ghetto with it.
Yeah, they got way ghetto with it.
Super.
You know what the shaka is?
Yeah. It's on my thumb.
Is it? Oh, cute. Oh, what was that? Shaka? Shaka's more of a... It's not a word.
It's the Howleys hang loose.
Yeah, it's the Howleys hang loose. Oh, fucking Howleys.
Hey.
Do you know what Howley means?
Did you know that Howley is...
Not from here.
No.
No.
Do you know what it translates to? Its literal translation is one without breath.
Oh.
And that's because the islanders could not understand how somebody so fucking pale could still be alive. That's where that... What the fuck are... Who's...
I don't know why it's
must be
doing
Boone.
It.
Boone?
Nope.
My speakers are muted. There's no... notifications.
No, there's notifications going off, and this is going to suck.
I'm sorry,
I've got none of them.
Must be on the fucking desktop then, even though I turned off your...
There's no new notifications on my laptop.
No, it's just going to keep going and annoy everybody that we have listening.
Yay.
Yeah, no kidding. Yay.
It's almost comical.
It's not. It's really starting to piss me off. I had another... So... Are you like bumping? Are you bumping your USB connectors? Because that'll do it every time. Yeah, there you go. That's you.
No. She's kicking it. She's getting rough.
Whatever.
Oh, it's probably her power cord.
Oh, yeah. It's probably your power cord. Maybe not.
I'm not touching
anything. That's what it looked last time.
Whatever. I don't think I have anything else.
We need more gaff tape.
No, we don't need any more fucking gaff tape. I think I got rid of it all finally.
Is that the super sticky stuff?
No, yeah, that's the. I think I got rid of it all. It's not. It's the less permanent than duct tape, but it's more annoying.
Okay.
And especially when he uses it, it's way more annoying.
Did you know it's International Amateur Radio Month?
Hmm. No.
And it's 420 all month long.
Why is it 420 all month long?
Because it's April 2020.
Oh, dear God. Oh. Great.
Oh, Jesus.
It's April Fool's Day. There hasn't been anything good.
Oh, it is April's Fool's Day, but the last 3 months have been April Fool's Day.
Yeah, pretty much. I don't have anything else. I had other ones, but I forget. I forgot what some of the other ones were.
What time you got?
I don't got much anything else.
It's 4:39.
No, I know that.
So nothing funny happened when you were up in Seattle?
I guess I could take these off and get rid of that.
No, not really.
Yeah, nothing, he was in Seattle. That's the funny part.
Yeah, that's the funny part.
I repaired my buddy's fence.
Did you go and drive by the troll and see if they still have the mask on it?
Oh, that was real? I thought that was Photoshopped.
It probably was. No, actually, they do that shit all the time. Yeah.
It was real because the picture that I took that I gave everybody, I believe, came from King 5.
Mm. Get it.
Wow. No, I didn't really do much.
What's that? Like, I know.
We're boring.
Once I ended up, when I was at Ryan's, we didn't go anywhere for like 3 days.
Take the camera off me.
And
keep talking.
But yeah, discovered Uber Eats.
Oh.
That's been my recent discovery.
Is that the best one to have?
Uber Eats is pretty good.
Up there anyway. I haven't tried it down here yet.
So we almost did it last night, and to sign up to do, I could have sent you a code that you would have gotten $7 off, and then I would have gotten $20 off.
Oh, well, you should do that, because cool. Grubhub's pretty good, and everywhere right now is having free delivery.
Well, not everything on Uber Eats. They only had certain
You can just cheat. And
so a lot of the places are doing that. Oh, did you go back on my camera? Mm-hmm. You can see my pants.
Because Uber Eats is doing that zero delivery charge
Seahawks
for smaller
pants.
Businesses.
He's supporting the Tiger King.
Whoa. The Tiger King.
No, I'm not.
Vegas has his Seahawk pants on, and he was showing them. Did you hear me, Boone?
No.
No.
I have my Seahawk pants on. I was showing them off on camera.
They're
Seahawk pants.
Jesus Christ.
I think there's a delay.
This thing's going off the fucking rails. Let's wrap it up.
Okay.
Wrap it up.
Yeah, we're 23 minutes.
Yeah, 23 minute phone call. What you got? You got anything, boss? Boone, you got anything else?
No, sir.
Got anything else? I'm going to let you go because I got to get you off and get the thing, the buttons back up so I can do my out.
Gotcha.
All right. Later.
Bye.
So I don't know what all that fucking
blubbling
was. That's ridiculous.
We're still on.
I know we're still on. Do that.
Thank you, everybody, because that was very painful.
That was pretty bad.
If you haven't already subscribed, please do so. Hit the button. Like us. Follow us. Share us. Do whatever you want with us.
Whoa. Whoa.
She's trying to get Andrew to make another comment there.
Well, you see what she's wearing.
Can't see the lower half.
Well,
but you did post a picture.
Yes, I did.
Damn it. Uh-huh. But I did put a bra on.
It's probably a good idea because it got a little chilly in here.
Oh, I'm loving this.
And you might have been pointing a certain direction. Which way are you going? I'm going that way.
I'm going that way.
Is that it?
Yep.
It wasn't that bad. It was just...
It was dull.
Yes, yeah. Well,
we're stir crazy.
We're stir. Yeah, we'll have better. I can't get
through around.
This fucking headache every goddamn day.
Say bye.
Bye.
Say goodbye, everybody. Bye, everybody. Oh, come on, hurry up, wrap it up.